This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Mr. Messy was the messiest person you've ever met in your whole life. He looked messy because he was messy in everything he did. You could always tell where Mr. Messy had been because he left a trail of messy fingerprints wherever he'd been. Oh, yes, Mr. Messy was messy by name, messy by nature. Mr. Messy lived in a particularly messy-looking house. Paint was peeling, windows were broken, there were tiles missing from the roof. The flower beds were overgrown with weeds, and the garden gate was off its hinges. And had Mr. Messy cut the grass in his garden lately? He had not. One morning, Mr. Messy woke up in his messy bed, yawned, scratched, got up, cleaned his teeth, leaving the top off the toothpaste, had his breakfast, spilling cornflakes all over the floor, and then set out for a walk, tripping over a brush he'd left lying in the garden 2 weeks before. There was a wood behind Mr. Messy's messy house with the messy garden, and that's where he went for his walk. It was a particularly large wood with lots and lots of trees, and it took Mr. Messy a long time to walk through it. But he didn't really mind, because he felt like walking that morning. So he walked, right through the wood until he came to the other side. And do you know what he found? The other side of the wood, Mr. Messy found the neatest, prettiest-looking little cottage that he had ever seen.